Since George Floyd's murder a year ago this week, calls to defund the police rose to a roar in some communities. Ithaca, New York decided to rebuild the police, to rename the Ithaca Police Department something like the Department of Public Safety, with a police chief reporting to a civilian supervisor, armed and unarmed divisions, a promise to police they'll keep their benefits, and this will actually free them to do real police work. Mayor Savante Myrick was behind the proposal. Mayor Myrick, start with how you're demilitarizing your police.
Many communities received over the last decade and a half a bunch of military equipment from the Department of Defense. You know, we've resisted receiving that, but still, police culture has evolved, and this was true here in Ithaca too, to include a very military style, both in our tactics and in our aesthetics, which led us to hear from our citizens that they felt like they were being occupied instead of protected. So small things like the uniforms they wear being camouflaged, even though they're working in an urban environment, and the equipment like our SWAT vehicle being black and looking militaristic, all the way to the actual tactics. We've announced that we'll be no longer serving no-knock warrants using our SWAT team. We've also changing the look of the vehicle, removing all weapons from the vehicle, turning it into a true mobile command center so it can still be used in some circumstances, and changing the way it looks. So painting it white, removing the military vibe, as well as changing the officers' uniforms. We think those are important first steps.
You referred to Ithaca as kind of an urban center. Now, I just have to say, Ithaca, beautiful town. I've lived there. It's not what people would think of as an urban center there in bucolic upstate New York.
Yes.
What do you say to cities who say, well, that's fine for you to do with your truck. You're not having hundreds of people come to your city for riots.
I think all cities should do it. But I think that's up for to each community to decide for themselves. I think you will be able to keep your community safer when the public safety department is the one that sets a tone for de-escalation, conflict diffusion. When you send military equipment into your city streets, when you attempt to crack down on certain behaviors, you make the behaviors more intensive accidentally.
What about the division between armed and unarmed officers? How will that work?
We find that particularly minoritized communities are often avoiding calling the police because they don't want somebody to show up with a weapon and in uniform. But still, there's a need for a public safety response for so many things, from people having a mental health crisis to people who just need to file a report, say for a stolen bicycle. Those folks should feel comfortable calling and getting a response, being able to file a report without an armed officer showing up. Now, how realistic is this? For this, we had to go to the data and ask, of all the things our officers are doing, what percentage of it never leads to an arrest? We found that not only is it a huge percentage of what the officers do, but that there are 7 call types that lead to about 35% of our officers' time that never result in an arrest. We know that before we even dispatch.
I'm thinking maybe domestic violence.
So domestics are complicated, and there we'll likely see a co-response, that is, armed officers showing up in collaboration with unarmed mental health specialists. But there are a bunch of things like welfare checks, for example. You know, people calling the police saying, I haven't seen my neighbor in a while. Could you go and make sure that they're okay? Noise complaints. So we know there's a huge opportunity here to replace an armed law enforcement response that more people will actually engage with and will free up our officers to do other duties.
There's been criticism. You know, many activists talk about painting the SWAT truck white. They say this is whitewashing. That, for instance, Ithaca Police Sergeant Kevin Slattery was suspended about bragging about using excessive force on a black suspect. He made comments about planting evidence. You know, they are pointing to that and saying, there's the reform that just painting a truck or taking someone with a gun out of a certain situation isn't going to change. It's a cultural thing.
For sure. And how do you change a culture? It involves accountability, obviously, right? And that's why the sergeant in question was suspended and demoted. But also, it's about the training. It's also about the recruitment. And it's about the tools that are available to our officers, both armed and unarmed, as they do their jobs. If you're going to change a culture, You can't expect any one change to do it all.
In the wake of George Floyd's death, we're learning that in the past year of pandemic and racial reckoning, that actually crime has increased in a lot of cities because guns have flowed more easily into cities, which is why police in many cities were doing more traffic stops, because it's one of the main ways to find guns. Do you worry that disarming some of your police might lead to some of those increases where you are as well in guns and crime?
Yeah, I don't so much. I mean, I'm worried about the cost of inaction. You know, our new system is designed to get people to cooperate with, collaborate with, and engage with the public safety infrastructure more frequently.
That's Mayor Savante Myrick of Ithaca, New York. We'll link it to their plans there to rebuild their police department. Mayor Myrick, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.